Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to another episode of the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and as per usual, we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. As you can tell, we are not on the set of the Max City Morning Show. Today, we are chilling with Keith McGrath at a different location. As you know, I usually don't introduce my guests, but hey, you know, Keith is one of a kind. So on that note, Keith, can you tell everybody at home who you are, what you're about, and let's just get the show started.
Well, certainly. Thanks, Elliot, and good morning to your listeners. I know that, like any other business in McMurray, you're growing your business, and you know, good to see a local fella that's giving back to the community, grow his business, and we're more than happy to support that.
Yeah.
So I guess simply, my whoever don't know me, Keith McGrath, and I guess a city councilor.
Mm-hmm.
CEO of the Noha Group, which Chief Vern is the president of, and I've known Chief Vern for almost 40 years. And certainly we never started out on a business relationship. We actually started, I would say, between myself and him, probably looking for a home.
That's right. And you've told that story before.
And getting over a few struggles. Mm. But what we've done in the last 3.5 years, I'm pretty proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to draw a line of latitude towards my being proud, I'm proud of the relationship that I maintain with Chief Vern over the years and the rest of the Indigenous community. And when I drive into Mariana Lakes, even though I had to push our administration around a dozen times, there's finally an Indigenous welcome sign, not the one that I would have drawn, but it's there.
Right.
And, I'm just as passionate about this community, and today, in I think it was year 2000, I'm on the front page talking about home is where your heart is.
Right.
And my heart, and that's the problem, I guess. My heart is in Fort McMurray, and I get compassionate about, you know, whether it was Mrs. Bougier or Mrs. Grandjean in Fort McKay, or maybe the Burks in Fort Chippewa or the Chatties. I've always had a relationship with the Indigenous community, and my 27 years of public service in McMurray, there was only one time that I really got choked up, and that's when there was a couple of posse members tried to paint me as a guy that didn't have respect for Indigenous people, and that's when I kind of hit rock bottom. And I think it was Chief Bougier, Archie Cyprian, that kind of went to bed, I think, behind the scenes, and this went away, wasn't part of my life, because, you know, whether it was Bride teaching in Wabasca, or Betty and Lynette and those guys in Peace River, whether it was the almost a decade I spent with ACON and in Western Canada with Indigenous people, you know, announcements like yesterday with the pipeline. So going back, who am I? I'm just an average guy that lived in Fort McMurray and appreciated everything he's given me. Gave me a family, Mary Ann, Carmen, and Spencer. And like everybody else, I pissed them off too, you know, but at the end of the day, they're my kids. And the only thing you can make in life that you leave behind is your kids. And I think that's the way it should go. You should leave your kids behind you. But in our community, mm-hmm. I guess why I get saddled down sometimes in our community, there's a lot of kids left before their parents. So, you know, Murphy, St. Pete, you know, the Flynns, I can go on and on, but what I'm kind of getting at today is it's been a real year and city council, because as you know, I left the school board after five terms,
right?
Because what I seen was going to happen, I didn't have the stomach to face that war. But I know down on Franklin Avenue, there's a school called a different name, and if I had to be a trustee, and I didn't want to upset the apple cart, but you know what, that name would be still hanging high on that school today.
Right, right.
Because there's good and bad in every organization.
Yeah.
And I met my bad ones, but boy, I tell you, I met my good ones, you know, and that wasn't a war I was ready to take on.
Right.
So I decided to step back, go away gracefully, and that painting right there, you know, that's Mac Allen.
That is, yes.
That's where our three rivers meet.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, further on down, the Snide meets the Clearwater, but the Clearwater, and even that picture, you know, I can see that bridge getting blown up. And there wasn't a night shift in Fort McMurray or day shift that went right for Syncrude or Suncor or the workers. How about the workers?
Yeah.
Mom and dad working 12 hour shift and taking 15 hours. So we lived in this community, man. You know, I hear people bragging about what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, hats off to the miners and the people that kept our plants going back in the day.
Yeah.
Because instead of dad and mom gone away for 12 hours, they were gone away for 16, and I was in that lineup.
Right.
So we got a lot of things to do in the community, and you got to pick your battles.
Yeah.
And going back to the school board, I wish them all well. You know, Mrs. Yannick's school over there, you know, it's a good place for our culture and Indigenous people. And I guess this week, it's, you know, there's an emphasis put on Orange Shirt Day, National Indigenous.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we have to respect one another every day.
That's right.
No matter if we're Indigenous or from Newfoundland or from Somalia.
Mm-hmm.
But we are on the lands of the unceded Métis territory in Treaty 8.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to say that I've had my battles with just about everybody, but I have the utmost respect. And when the lady came in the council chambers the other night and talked about the art, well, the reason why I got passionate about it, because I couldn't believe when I got elected in 2013, I looked around this chamber, the council chamber, all brick walls, and the only thing that was up there was the Queen, and God bless her soul.
Yeah.
But to me, the Indigenous people weren't recognized for a long time.
Right.
When I made that motion for the paintings, and you know, to go out, I didn't say to go out and hire Fred. I didn't go out and say to hire, you know, art.
Right.
We have people here that are the best artists in the world.
Yeah.
So how my notice of motion got, just like the sign of Mariana Lakes, administration took it and they wanted to tweak it a little bit and some of the local posse.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm glad to walk into the chamber today.
Right.
And see the talking stick.
Yeah.
And see the art. And know that not because I have anything other than respect for Fred McDonald, but I've been... he gave me a job and I left it after 6 days because you can't work for your friends.
Yeah.
And to see Fred's work around the community... And know Fred, and know he sat with my family and my kids. He's as true as they get. So this, for me, I don't care. Some of the greatest things I've done on council never cost us a nickel.
Right.
Not a nickel.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Wong Spray Park, it cost a few bucks, but to see the kids and the moms.
Yeah.
Because everybody says, you know, they love to be home with their kids.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you one thing as a 55-year-old that raised kids, I wouldn't have traded places with Bride.
Mm-hmm.
Because being a stay home mom or a stay home dad is not easy work.
No, it's work.
In fact, I tried to get some shifts of overtime, and Cheryl, God bless her, she's up in heaven at Ford and Coal back in the day. She made sure I got a few shifts because every time I had a day off, Bride would go up to Moberly Hall and teach.
Yeah.
And by Jesus, by the time she got home, I was ready to hit. I was ready to hit Birch Road.
That's too funny. I've got a question I wanted to ask you though, in regards to council, like backtracking. So it's a brand new council, for the most part, that's there right now. New mayor, new members. How are you finding that?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that think I'm sick. You know, I'm sick. I haven't said much in the last year. Yeah. But I guess, Elliot, and as the taxpayers, you should know.
Yeah.
When you go against administration,
yeah,
they're going to do everything they can to try to screw you.
Right.
And you know what? I think I've been investigated 3 times. And I did drink. Hey, everybody knows I drink. But I think coming up on, you could probably ask Mrs. McDonald at Boston Pizza.
Yeah.
God bless her, Lynn and Doug and Mark and his missus. They've and, you know, even though they do other stuff, the McDonald's have always given back to the community. And we have, like, so many families, the Bouchier's family. But to answer your question, how is it with a brand new council?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's delightful. It's delightful. And they're all not new, because I still got to look at Lance.
Yeah.
You know, and you get a smile out of Lance every now and then. And I look over at Jane, Lady J.
Yeah.
And I have the utmost respect for Lady J. Because at first I didn't like Lady J and she didn't like me.
Yeah.
But you know one thing? It's not that we didn't like each other, but I think we share the same passion.
Mm.
And I don't blame Jane Shroud for being able to get these communities what they deserve. I seen Anzac the other day.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, our engineering group are not, they don't do the engineering. Mm-hmm. They oversee the engineering. But our engineering department sometimes gets picked on. And I'm one of those to pick on. Because I believe if you're going to award a job, you own that job.
Mm-hmm.
When it takes you 3 years to fix a set of steps in front in City Hall, that's not a person that should be looking after a job. Plain and simple. You can't sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
Leah Robert and those guys, they never sugarcoated. Johnny Wilson, all done great work.
Yeah.
So to go back, how does it feel to be a new, you know, part of a new council?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's delightful.
Yeah.
Because I sat back and I shared with them my experiences and what got me in trouble.
Right.
You know, because nobody wants to look at a city council that's, you know, at each other's throats all the time. And I don't want to tell you something. And this is a shout out to Megan McKinney. I sat on the school board, the Catholic school board.
Right.
And there's no better people for judging each other than good Catholics.
Yeah.
My heavens. And I, you know what, don't cut this out.
I don't cut anything out.
That's good.
Shows.
That's good, because yeah,
I'm going
to tell you
something.
I'm going to
make sure the camera's still running. You keep going.
There's a lady up in heaven, Mrs. Carberry, and her husband is still alive, Jim Carberry. And old Jim has put me in my place 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And his wife put me in a place 4,000 times. But at the end of the day, though, she was our board chair. And she was a goddamn good board chair. Because she was into her job. And you know what? Us good Catholics, we'd challenge each other every day. Because if you couldn't dig up a piece of mud, you're not doing your gig.
Right.
And I, you know what? I got no time for that, Elliot, because I worked with a company at the All Sands that had 97 people. And with the brothers from the mosque and the sisters, we took that company and we made it about 1,500 strong.
Yeah.
And my heart of Jesus, I've never seen people try to trip up each other for I don't know what.
Yeah.
But I loved it. Every day I had a brand new dozer, brand new shovel. My heavens.
Yeah.
And the best guy I would say that taught me about life and how, and I wish I had to listen to him way back then, was Jack Klemke.
Mm.
And my last conversation with Jack Klemke, because he was giving me some coaching.
Yeah.
When I realized I had a drinking problem, I had to give it up. That drinking problem, I can't blame on nobody but me.
Mm.
You know, but it's been, what's the day, Thursday?
Yeah.
I don't know, you could call over to Boston Pizza here in Timberlea. I think it was my son and a few of his buddies. And I tell you, at 7 o'clock on a Friday night, I was already gone.
Yeah.
As the Eagles would say. So I turned the bottle in. And that wasn't the last of my challenges.
But, yeah.
But I can say that life is a lot better not drinking, because you don't realize how smart you really are.
Right. Right.
And, you know, there's a guy up in Acklands. I haven't seen him yet, but I think Mike Jessel might know who he is. But he called me an alcoholic one time on social media.
Right.
A drunken fool or something like that. And, yeah. And I thought about it. And, you know, Bride, my best friend.
Yeah.
Ever. She said, you know, I thought about it. And he wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
You know, because old Bubba, he liked to drink, the doubles. And I was never saucy drunk, never got out of the way. But
right.
Boy, I tell you what, there wasn't much I wouldn't do
or
say, you know. And other than that, now my life is good. And with a new council, I would never be able to explain to you, Elliot, what it's like to have five terms at a Catholic school board.
Yeah.
And like I say, you know, beautiful years. But the best at judging each other and surviving. And Judge Cleary, I remember her putting me in, you know, right in my office so many times and dropping her kids off to Holy Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the connection with the kids I miss.
Yeah.
The connection with the kids, you know.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's the nights or that's the connection. And the only thing I'd say to you about being a new counselor, I hope this new council works together a little bit closer with our school boards,
right.
All three of them, and the Muslim school, and the former college school. Thanks, Chief Jim Bougier. You know what? Progression. So working with a new council is a fresh start.
Yeah.
And Tuesday night passed.
Yeah.
For the first time, I know for. I look at this guy to my right. His name is Paul. He's a CAO.
Yeah.
He's a brand new CAO, unscathed. And the counselor asked me, what does that mean, unscathed? Well, if anybody ever wants to think about it, we have the third largest budget in Alberta.
Right.
But we've always had, to me, it is a blanket statement, we've always had people in that chair, with the exception of my old buddy, Marcel. Because he grew up in McMurray. He rose the ranks, and man, there's nothing better than promoting internally.
That's right.
As long as you're promoting the right places. Then we had a young fella, Jamie. My Jesus, I think he must have got pounded a million questions. Because last council, well, I tell you, I can freely say, I didn't like a few of them. It's not that I didn't like them, I didn't like their ways.
Right.
But I always said, you know what, the same guys that try to screw you, it'll work out themselves.
Mm.
And I believe certainly in the Creator. But the guy that probably calmed me the most, the unlikely guy, was Chief Verge Amie. I can sit here today and be pretty mellow. But that's not who I was before I started working for him.
Right.
He taught me one lesson. If your kids got pajamas on in the nighttime and they're warm, and they're not hungry.
Right.
That's the biggest win. It's not the money you got in your pocket. And I see this guy, you know, people talk about, even some of my friends used to talk about him.
Yeah.
I seen this guy, I pick him up in the morning. And everywhere he went to was somebody looking, you know, for help. And he never said no. Mm-hmm. Whether it was a $100 bill out of his pocket or a $5 bill.
Yeah.
And that's why I can look at old Chief Vern and say, boy, I tell you what, I look at Noha.
Mm-hmm.
And the opportunity that man has given me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was on this couch after Akon sold the mining business.
Yeah.
I had no intentions of moving to Edmonton.
Right.
Fort McMurray's home. And,
that's right.
And I'm going to tell you, it's having a new council in the last year, I hope, you know, they found their way through the systems. I see a lot of frustration because, you know, they don't get all the answers they want and stuff. But I think, I could be wrong, I think they finally get it.
Mm-hmm.
That these residents in Wood Buffalo have been through fires and floods and all kinds of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
The mom that's out there to go and get her second kid when it's 40 below to take them to school. and there's a guy out there with a hook on her car, mm-hmm. or hook on dad's car, mm-hmm. and says to you, "No, I'll take it off if you give me $20 or $50. Mm-hmm. Bullshit. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna face some of these bread and butter issues mm-hmm. head on.
Right.
You know, these 24, 25 plane loads of people that come in, and some are just changing oil in a water pump. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a way we can get them to live here, Elliot.
Yeah, that's right.
So that me and you can, you know, make sure our kids mm-hmm. have a place they can call home like we have. Because, you know, with the 5-to-1 tax ratio, people think, you know, I get on about it too much. Mm-hmm. But we can't replace industries... hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes.
Right.
And part of the 5-to-1 transition was done behind our back with a couple of local groups as well. And we had a great, you know, in 2013, we had a CEO and a mayor probably that didn't need to talk to the oil sands. So I looked over at Lance and Sheldon, and I hope they don't mind me signaling out because the three of us. I remember Don Scott and Mike Allen and somebody marching in there to City Hall and pretty well going to put us on the floor because they said that the seniors' home was going to go up on the hill. You talk about big wins? I stood up, Lance stood up, Sheldon stood up and said, "You know what, guys? There's not a goddamn chance that that place is going up the hill."
Yeah.
That night I heard people cry.
Yeah.
Because we didn't go along with Don, and right. Don was associate minister or something then,
yeah.
some bullshit make-up story. But I tell you what,
yeah.
Mrs. Jensen, Joan Ferber, Mrs. Verkel, my good friend,
yeah.
my good friend Cora, who's down in the home today, the young fella Barrett, the young fella Ackerman, to have that continuing care down on Franklin Avenue.
Right.
I don't need to tell you how good it feels. But the funny thing is, the very people that never done a goddamn thing to make it happen, mm-hmm. to try to take it away from us,
yeah.
they were the ones down there cutting the ribbon.
That's right.
And you know what that is? You know what that is? I can go to sleep every night and say, I'm not perfect. I've made my mistakes. I've paid my dues. But I'm a lot better than some scumbags that would make out and just be the scums they are and make up some bullshit stories about, oh, I was a jerk yesterday because my wife's not well. Well, I can tell you what, every one of us own our own actions. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying I'm done making mistakes, but I tell you what, I don't think I've ever bullshit a whole lot of people. And with that, I'd like to say a year later, I don't think it's a year later to the day where mm-hmm. I got sworn in for my third term.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, Elliot, I'm going to make this term the one that mattered the most. The one that's done without unbiased political people and posses and groups of people. Because at the end of the day, service of a public official is never about what you do for yourself or your buddies. It's about how you leave the community as a whole. And this whole urbanization we got to realize is that downtown Fort McMurray mm-hmm. is the same as downtown Edmonton. Mm-hmm. And I've been gracious enough to learn a bit as I sobered up. I've been to St. John's this summer. I've been to BC this summer mm-hmm. with Indigenous people, believe that. And the eyes of a sober man, what I see, we see way too much about how we're going to revitalize downtown. We need to take what we have downtown mm-hmm. and kind of mirror it to people that own businesses. If it takes some nice classic art style fencing to keep everybody out, so mm-hmm. be it. But we have to do yeah. something.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And I know I'm getting long-winded because, you know, you do these interviews and there's so much you want to say.
Yeah.
And how to say it. But I guess, in short,
yeah.
I love my first year on council, but I don't think everybody's going to love my second year on council.
There we go. And we'll wrap it up there because I know that camera's about to die. So, Keith, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming back again. We will do this way more often this year. I can promise you that. For McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Big shout out to Noral Toyota for being our title sponsor.
Oh, yeah. And got to tell you.
Yeah.
From me, Keith Simpson, and Nimmer.
Yeah.
Having a, what was it, boys? I think it was a 10 by 25 foot trailer.
Yeah.
You know, to see old Tiger today, I think it's the first few bits of I-beam steel strung since the Pomeroy. And somebody, you know, somebody was looking at me in council the other night. They're talking about, you know, what's he talking about, I-beam steel?
Yeah.
Well, I think there might even be a crane down there right now.
Yeah.
But to see old Nimmer, you know, what a story, man.
We're going to get him on the show.
Big, well, I'll tell you what, I don't know if you get him. Yeah, you get him on the show because he loves to talk. He loves to talk. Yeah. He loves to talk. I remember going to the Thickwood Golf Course.
Yeah, keep going.
I remember going to Thickwood Golf Course with Nimmer, and people loved me and Nimmer on the golf course. They didn't. They didn't like us up the hill at all. Ask Leo Roberts. And we went up to, there's many times me and Nimmer go up to the first tee box.
Yeah.
When the elite were playing on the hill, they're all gone now, and some of those guys are actually turning into me friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right, Levi? Anyways, I got to tell you, me and Nimmer went to Thickwood many times.
Yeah.
And people used to say when they see us coming.
Yeah.
We're going to golf by ourselves today. You guys can go out after us. Well, I'll never forget the day. I think we might have been in Bob Cartwright.
Yeah.
And Bobby, I don't mean to single you out. I think he said the same thing.
Yeah.
And Nimmer said, over my dead body, he says,
yeah,
I don't want to golf with you because you're a prick, but he said, you're going out on the back of us.
That's awesome. And
you know what? Good luck to the Noral Toyota team.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a different feel for me when I go into Toyota because I know where it started and how it started.
That's right.
And you know what? I will say, though, if I can.
You got 1 minute left.
1 minute. Yep. Fad Najmuddin, your contribution to charities, when you're with Noral, I'd appreciate it forever. And the best of luck to you because, you know, Fad's gone on. His family's moved to Edmonton.
That's right.
Fad has moved to Edmonton. Beautiful guy. And now, every now and then, I get to have a cup of coffee with Fad. And his sister has a coffee place on 97th Street. So the Najmuddin family have been part of my family for a long time.
There we go. All right. Well, that's about to die. So Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo, you have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Keith. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.